And this is KGOU. I'm Paige Willett. Hopes for a teacher pay raise are diminishing at the state legislature. As part of our Capital Insider series, KGOU's Dick Pryor spoke with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley about why a pay raise now faces significant hurdles.
Sean, an important deadline for approving bills on the floor of the House and Senate passed on Thursday without a teacher pay raise bill advancing. Now, both houses say they want a teacher pay raise. So what happened?
Well, a little over a week ago, the House Appropriations and Budget had its deadline for considering Senate bills in committee, and they did not take up the Senate's version, which was a 4% pay raise. They did that without any explanation. Over on the Senate side on Thursday, Senator Jason Smalley, who's the Senate author of the House plan, the 1-2-3 plan, which gives a $1,000 raise the first year, $2,000 raise the second year, and a $3,000 raise the third year, chose not to run the bill. Senator Smalley said he thought it was irresponsible to put it on the floor when no funding had been identified for paying for the teacher pay raise, which would cost about $52.6 million the first year. As a result, the bill was not heard. And at this point in the legislative session, while teacher pay raise has been a big issue, we don't have a live bill dealing with it.
So what happens next? Will there be any common ground?
It's hard to say. Senator Smalley, for example, expressed his support for the plan if it has funding. House Speaker Charles McCall has said that a teacher pay raise is at the top of the House Republicans' agenda and that they would use the first $52.6 million that was raised through various bills affecting tax credits, exemptions, and deductions to pay for it. But they've yet to formally announce an agreement.
How much money could actually be raised?
That's an interesting question, because as we saw Thursday, the House Joint Committee on Appropriations and Budget and the Senate Joint Committee on Appropriations and Budget took up a number of measures designed to increase revenue. Some of these increase the fee on vending machines. They increase the taxes on cigars, for example, and a variety of smaller changes like that that amounted to tens of millions of dollars. This is far from the nearly $900 million of the budget hole that needs to be filled to provide agencies with the necessary funding for state services.
So where do the budget negotiations stand with really just about 3 weeks left in the session?
I think they're far from an agreement. You have the House saying that they will fund a teacher pay raise with that first $52.6 million. You have the Senate pointing out, though, that we need to fill the budget hole first. Senate Joint Committee on Appropriations and Budget, Kim David, said that the teacher pay raise really should not be funded at the expense of other agencies, which is exactly what the House plan proposes to do. They would have to cut agencies further in order to fund teacher pay raise.
In other news at the Capitol, State Senator Kyle Loveless abruptly resigned on Thursday. He's under a criminal investigation for his alleged misuse of campaign funds and reporting of those funds. How are lawmakers responding to that news?
Well, it was rather interesting to watch. He announced his decision, it appeared, during a meeting of the Senate Republican Caucus on Thursday morning. And as they left, you would not know that he had done that. As they went to the floor, there was no mention of the issue. The only way you really knew was that his name had disappeared from the voting board at the front of the chamber and his desk was empty. Senate President Pro Tem Mike Scholz accepted the resignation and will notify the governor. That begins the process moving toward a special election to fill that seat. But really, the response, if any, was very muted.
There are a lot of moving parts right now. That's an understatement. What should we watch for in the coming days?
In the coming days, we will see more efforts in the joint committees on appropriations and budget to raise additional revenue. We've only seen small changes so far. We have not seen major proposals on sales tax exemptions, for example, which are expected to come forward. That's when the even bigger and uglier fights, I think, will begin.
eCapital News Director Sean Ashley, thank you.
You're very welcome.
KGOU and eCapital collaborate each week on Capital Insider. You can find this conversation at kgou.org.